depending on what side of the line you are, some of y'all might have to deal with this. Everybody, you know, welcome to I Am Astrology Readings. Hopefully all of y'all are doing well today. Right? So what is the topic today? The topic today is truth tellers. The truth tellers paradox. Is anybody out there a truth teller? Do you think you fall into that category? What do you think you fall in the line of being a truth teller? Is that you? Do you resonate with truth telling? Do you like the truth? What is your relationship with truth? The truth teller's paradox, mirrors, catalysts, and the weight of clarity. The weight of clarity. Truth tellers occupy a unique position in society, in human society. They are the immune system of communities, relationships, and institutions. Shout out to the universe. Truth tellers, I'll repeat myself. Truth tellers occupy a unique position in human society. They are the immune system of communities, relationships, and institutions. They serve as accountability agents who expose corruption and hypocrisy. They're progress catalysts who challenge stagnant thinking and authenticity anchors, who cut through social pretense to reveal what is real. Yet, this role comes with a profound paradox. Truth tellers are mostly needed precisely at the time when they least want it. What does that mean? When somebody really needs to hear the truth, think about situations, that's when they least want to hear truth. Society benefits from their clarity while simultaneously resisting the discomfort that clarity brings. There was that word, comfort. Everybody wants to be comfortable, and comfortability is a great place to be, but it's a terrible place for growth. Most insightful truth tellers don't simply broadcast facts. They function as human mirrors. They reflect back the discomfort between what people say and what they actually mean, forcing others to confront the gap between their curated public selves and their hidden realities. So when you tell and when you present the truth to people, at that point, there is a reality that they've built in their head that they want to live by. And you are, when you say the truth, you are shaking that reality. And there's different ways that we mirroring happens in a conversation. Truth tellers naturally decode the deeper meanings beneath surface conversations. Y'all, we've all had this. You ever had somebody, you know, you ever seen somebody like, be like, I'm coming to the house, something smells good. It smells good in here and all of this stuff. In all actuality, there is something they're trying to say. They're just not saying it. When someone says the food smells good, the truth teller hears something else. We hear, and why am I saying we? Because I fall in this category of being a truth teller. I'm hungry and would like some food. So instead of saying, oh yeah, it smells good and up in here, why don't you just say, hey man, I'm hungry. Can I get a sandwich? Can I have some of what you cooking? But if you turn around and address their hunger directly, at that point, what might happen at that point? You think they will lean into the offer of food, or do you think they will deny their hunger?
No, I'm good. I just ate before I came over here. I was just saying that it smelled good.
One of the disciples denied the Lord three times before the cock crowed three times. He denied Jesus. And just because you talk directly to someone, someone will deny their own hunger. Just like the disciple did Jesus. There. And when you address that, what we actually doing at that moment is we're bypassing with our truthful responses. We're bypassing societal scripts in conversation. I'm always quick to ask, what's the catch? What do you really want? When people hand out compliments.
Why they can't just give you a compliment? Why they always, some people gotta be up to something.
What are you trying to get out of complimenting me? Now, a lot of times, truth tellers have good memories. Why do truth tellers have good memories? Because a lot of times, truth tellers are present in conversation and they remember what people said before. And if you remember what people say before in conversations, when they are speaking, you also will notice contradictions. And when you say something at this moment, this forces the other out of, by the way, a lot of times you got to keep in mind, in conversation, a lot of people be on autopilot. A lot of conversations just be on autopilot. And so when you remember conversations and notice contradictions, at that moment, you force the other person out of an autopilot conversation into an uncomfortable presence. And at that moment, they have to be accountable for what they are saying and speaking.
Trigger warning. People don't like being accountable. It's like they're allergic to it. You know, so trigger warning for those in the back with the accountability trigger.
Is that you? See, spot, run. Another thing that truth tellers are pretty good with is pattern recognition. Pattern recognition. They see through the roles people play and speak to the authentic person underneath, which can feel liberating to some, but also terrifying to some. You always heard that person talk about I need somebody that truly understands me. That could be having someone that truly understands you. You don't have to explain yourself or nothing like that. That could be liberating. But it also could be terrifying if you are actually someone who is trying to put up smoke screens and fog and mirror and not being trying to be an authentic person, trying to hide some shit. Now, why do you think people resist truth? I always say truth is an acquired taste. Not everybody likes it, nor can handle it. Thank you for the like. I appreciate it.
It's a big pill to swallow.
Some people can't swallow pills at all. They pill intolerant.
Well, we ought to crush it open, put it in their milk.
make a little toddy for the resistance to truth tellers isn't primarily about the accuracy of their observations. It's about the psychological discomfort of being truly seen. Like I said, if you're trying to hide some shit and somebody sees you and really truly hears you, that could be uncomfortable for you. There's other several factors that contribute to the resistance. Fear of exposure. Most people operate with carefully constructed personas. What's that mean to you? People operate with carefully constructed personas. Y'all can answer that in the chat.
They're there. They are very particular and careful in their facade. They work in extra hard, burning the midnight oil to keep the fake it till you make it dream alive.
Woo! You don't buy in that theory of fake it till you make it?
It's a place for it, but in personal life, I don't think there's a place for it. You know, work, mainly at work, is the only place that I would see a fake it till you make it is suitable. Your regular life, I don't think that is a healthy thing to do, because then you'll get lost in the sauce of your lie, and then now you're sculpting the rest of your days off of a fake it till you make it. What if you never make it? Now you just out here faking it.
You faking it your whole life? Somebody who's faking it till they make it, what would a truth teller be to them? Could they handle a truth teller?
Probably not. They'll probably feel attacked. Hey man, don't you be trying to show me up? Like, who do you think you are? you know, they will feel very threatened by a truth teller. But my reply to that would be, stop fronting. You know,
truth telling.
Be real.
Truth telling reveals the vulnerable, imperfect reality beneath these masks, triggering shame and defensiveness. Shame. Shame, shame, shame. You tell yourself something enough, you can start to believe it. From the chat.
That's how a belief starts. Keep repeating this shit over and over till you start to believe it. Also, how a manifestation works. It's also how you lock stuff into your subconscious. You just keep saying it over. An affirmation, if you may.
So was that a shot against affirmations?
No. No. It just shows up in many forms.
Oh, all right. All right. Now, another factor that contributes to people's resistance to truth is ego protection. Ego protection. The human psyche employs various defense mechanisms. Denial, rationalization, projection, just to maintain a self-image. Truth-telling circumvents these projections, creating psychological tensions inside that person's mind and that matrix at that time. Would you present somebody the truth? And so why do people deny truth? Why do they, you say this and you'll be like, well, you know, take this into account, take this into account, sugarcoat stuff, or their response is projection. It's not because of the truth, it's to maintain protect their ego from being bruised.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bruised ego. That'll put a lot of people in their place. To bruise some of these folks' ego, they'll sit the hell down somewhere real quick and think about their actions. Where they'll stop acting the way they do, and then conversations like this will get smaller and smaller and smaller until it becomes the norm. Let's normalize this shit.
Which gets to the next reason. There's a social script. A social script would be what you just said. Normalizing. Would you say?
Yep.
By the way, I don't know if y'all are sports fans, but y'all hear this all the time. Like in baseball, there's unwritten rules in baseball. You ain't supposed to, you know, show off when you hit a home run. You can't flick the bat and all that. Man, that ain't in the rule book, but just because your ego is all butthurt because I just hit a home run off of you, strike me out. You shouldn't have put that pitch there. I wouldn't have hit it over the park, over the fence.
Tighten up.
Nah, I can't celebrate because you're going to be on the mound with a bruised ego.
This is where I believe people come up with the word conceited or arrogant or bragging or boasting. I'm celebrating my victory. Ain't my fault. I caught you slipping. That's it. The better man won. Go on over there and lick your wounds. Think about what you did. Get back in the gym and come back next time a better player.
A better player. Go practice. Maybe you'll do better. But so society functions the same way as baseball. on unwritten rules. And all you got to do is listen to a comedian speak about society now. And the unwritten rules of politeness and indirect communication. Because when a comedian telling jokes and all of that, there is a hint of truth in all of their jokes. And so, truth telling actually breaks through these societal scripts, making interactions feel unsafe and unpredictable. Let me give you an example. When you see somebody, the societal script is when you see somebody and greet them, you say, "Hello, how are you doing?" That's the societal script. The unwritten rule is you're not supposed to really tell that person how you're doing. That's just a gesture. People really are not asking you how you really doing.
So we need to find something else to say. Because now, as the person who is about to tell this person their day, I would be lying if I say good, but I'm having a bad day.
All right. I'll give you another equivalent of that. When somebody says, "Hey, how you doing?" The "Hey, how you doing?" The "how you doing" part is equivalent to somebody saying, "Hey, would you like to see some pictures of my grandkids?" Yeah. Who really going to say, "Nah, man, I don't tend to see no kid, picture of no damn grandkid"?
Somebody who's not afraid to speak their mind.
Ooh, a truth teller? But if that truth teller at that moment says, "Hey, man, I'm not interested in seeing any pictures of grandkids," what would said response be of the grandparent trying to show the picture? Will that be an open response like, "Oh, I understand"? Or will they have an emotional response and calling you mean and all of this stuff?
They would have the emotional response. They would. But the responsibility on their behalf, you don't know what type of day this person having, which was the result of the response you got. He's having a bad day. "I'm not interested in seeing nobody's grandchildren. My son is in the hospital dealing with such and such. They say they ain't got that much time to live out. Fuck your grandkids." Respectfully.
And what did I say? What was the last thing I said? Truth telling breaks the script, making interactions feel unsafe or unpredictable. And if you respond at that moment like that, that person is going to feel unsafe. And probably say, they wasn't expecting that. I couldn't have predicted that response.
No, they wasn't. Just like the person who asked the individual how they doing wouldn't expect the "how they doing." The "oh man, shit, I woke up, my tie flat, come to find out my wife cheating on top of that." Goddamn, you know, all of this other shit. You know, they were, "Okay, buddy."
"I got all these problems, but you want me to look at a picture of some kids nestled up by a fireplace. Man, come on. Don't you have some work to do?" The boss coming. All right. Now, trigger warning. we're about to head into some space, right? Where, you know, some may say, right? Now, the burden of responsibility. Who actually holds the burden in conversation? One of the most problematic assumptions, do I need to repeat myself? Assumptions in our culture is that the responsibility for difficult conversations lies entirely with the person who is telling the truth. Now, I understand life ain't fair. I understand that. But in a conversation, this creates an unfair dynamic where the mirror holder, who's the mirror holder, the person who's telling the truth, must constantly moderate their honesty while the person who's receiving the light or the truth bears no responsibility on how they engage with the truth.
Y'all seen that meme on wherever you get your meme from? It's a video, and it's a boy sitting in the back seat, and you go, "A bullshit." No, it's a two-way street. Yeah, I can be more acceptable by coming off less aggressive in my truth. But as the listener, the receiver, you got some responsibility too. You can't just, because it's your emotions that's involved, you can't just play victim and want somebody to cater to your misbehavior or your inappropriateness or whatever it is.
Basically, you know, you got your emotions shouldn't force a truth teller to walk on eggshells.
Correct. So you gotta be open to the truth coming your way, and this may be hard to believe, you're not always right.
I know you ain't talking to me.
If the shoe fits, you know what I'm saying?
Healthy truth telling requires both parties to participate consciously. The teller must wield their clarity with discernment and compassion. The receiver must take ownership of their boundaries and reactions. The receiver must take ownership of their boundaries and reactions, recognizing they have a choice about how they engage with uncomfortable realities.
And in that moment, we go from reacting to responding.
Hey, a great, I don't know if I should label this as a great person or a great entity, once said, "I cut you, you bleed." Our realities are not the same. Yes, your reality of the situation is more uncomfortable than mine, but you cut, I don't feel the pain.
Woo, woo. That's some heavy stuff right there, dude.
By the way, would you label that a man or entity? I didn't know how to. What you?
Multi-dimensional personality.
All right.
Yeah, that's a mouthful, but MDP.
Now, just as truth tellers have the right to speak authentically, receivers have the right to say, I'm not ready for this conversation.
That's more respectable than a pushback because you're not ready.
Or they also have the right to disengage entirely. What is that example of? Hey, if you don't like what that person is saying on that television station, change the channel. Ain't nothing forcing you to stay there, but you. Neither party should be coerced. The teller shouldn't be forced to remain silent. Hey, you welcome to your truth, even though it may be in a fantasy land. You welcome to that, but I can't say the truth, my truth. How come you welcome to your truth, but I ain't welcome to my truth?
Because I'm the issue, and I don't want to be the issue, because then I will feel shameful. I'm not going through that.
Nor should the receiver be forced to accept whatever truth is being offered. If you want to believe that pigs can fly, I got to let you have it.
Be my guest.
Now,
it's going to be some good pork chops, I tell you.
There are times when truth helps, and there are also times when truth can hurt. The effectiveness and ethics of truth-telling depends heavily on the context and motivation of the truth being delivered. Now, truth is most helpful when it occurs within a relationship built on trust and mutual growth. What's a key word right there, mental? I said, it occurs within relationships built on trust and mutual growth.
Trust and mutual. That's what I picked up on.
Well, what about the last word of the sentence?
Growth. I ain't going to put growth in there because growth is starting to be like the word friend. People don't take that word serious. So I'm not even going to entertain that part.
Yeah, but what if you...
People don't take growth serious.
But what if you somebody who's trying to grow when you having a conversation with somebody who's not?
Well, then, I should use my discernment and exit the conversation.
Touche. Good one. Telling the truth is most helpful when the motivation is genuine care rather than ego satisfaction. What would that be? If you, all right, mental, you know what? We talked about this. One time, we talked about telling someone that their mate is cheating on them. Now, telling someone that their mate is cheating on them, is that different than someone who is in the relationship with the mate and is telling the other mate the truth? Would that be because of ego satisfaction? Why they telling that person, hey, I'm cheating with your man. I'm cheating with your woman. Or are they telling that person that to help them?
If the person is genuine, it should be to help them.
Okay.
If they're actually doing it from a caring spot, like, it should be to help it.
Yeah, but if that person is in the relationship, like the one that's participating in a cheating.
The cheater?
Yeah. Why are they telling this person, hey, I'm with your guy. I'm with your female. You think they telling them for help? Or are they saying that because of ego?
The ego.
Now, somebody who doesn't have somebody who's a bystander just watching the situation go down, and they tell that person because they ain't got no skin in the game. Could they be telling that person because of, for a helpful reason, not anything tied with an ego?
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, they could. I said, yeah, they could.
All right. Offering the truth is also helpful when it's offered as what I just said, a neutral observation rather than judgment. Hey, I've been watching this. I ain't judging you. I'm just informing you. Here's the truth. You got salad dressing on your beard. All right. So it's also helpful when there's also a space for dialogue rather than a monologue. The truth is also helpful when it's offer space in this dialogue rather than somebody sitting up there on the soapbox giving a monologue like it's the Tonight Show. And here's something that's really important, mental. And this one took me back. The receiver has some capacity to metabolize the information. Huh? The receiver has the capacity to metabolize the information. As in, it's good to tell the truth if this person can actually truly understand the truth.
I can explain it to you, but I can't make you understand.
Now, when can telling the truth be harmful? When could telling the truth be harmful to others? When it's unsolicited and uninvited.
Can I add one?
Go ahead.
When it becomes an overload. Others up, giving them too much in their baby stages can cause a psychic shock. It can cause a paradigm break instead of a shift.
Then I just was addressing this one when using the truth as a weapon to wound and not or control someone. When you're using the truth to hurt someone. I guess that would be the example of the person that's participating in the cheating calling the other mate to say, hey, I'm cheating. They are doing that from a malicious place. Right? Here's another one that took me back. When truth may be harmful. When the receiver lacks the emotional resources to process it. When the receiver lacks the emotional resources to process truth.
No empathy. No accountability of what they did.
Also, what came to my mind just now is like when someone passes away and like you gotta be in the right setting and all that to deliver the news to some people, because you know, hey, I can't tell them this. They gotta be somewhere sitting down because they're gonna fall out. You know, that would be, you know, the receiver having the emotional resources to even process some truth and telling some person some truth like that in the middle of 5 o'clock traffic, they trying to get home. That might not be the right time to tell them. Hey, your loved one passed.
Well, then that the responsibility then would be on the truth teller to pick the perfect time to relay the news.
I agree with that. Another way truth telling can be harmful is when it's delivered with cruelty rather than compassion, in which you brought up. You know, and it serves the teller's need to be right rather than the receiver's growth. You know, we talked about before, people's need to be right. Now, how is being a truth teller in this modern age comes with some problems as well. Being that we're in the digital age, it has complicated truth telling in a bunch of ways. The democratization of voice, which means anyone can claim that they're a truth teller without wisdom, experience, and integrity that the role traditionally requires. What does that mean? Anybody can get on a TikTok page, their Instagram, and start spewing some stuff saying it's the truth without, yeah, that word. without, you know what I'm saying? Traditionally, you needed to have some credibility and all that stuff. But now, people just scrolling past you, saying your truth. It ain't the truth, but it's my truth. The loudest voice now often drowns out the most accurate ones. And truth itself can be weaponized to shut down dialogue rather than to foster it. Additionally, this is something else you brought up. Information overload makes it increasingly difficult to distinguish genuine insight from sophisticated manipulation or well-meaning but misguided perspectives. What is that? That person who's out here talking surface level crap. Dunning-Kruger effect. Now, for everybody who's sitting there watching this, I don't know, you may be asking yourself, well, am I a truth teller? If you are a truth teller, how could someone tell if they fit the profile of a truth teller? Hey, Mental, you think you're a truth teller?
I would like to think so. I think I am.
Are y'all in the chat, truth tellers? What up, Bernard?
Everybody wants to say no at once.
All right. So these are ways you could tell if you are a truth teller. Authentic truth tellers share certain characteristics that distinguish them from mere contrarians or attention seekers. A truth teller is a deep listener. A truth teller hears at multiple layers of a conversation, of communication, simultaneously. The words, the emotions, the hidden meanings, and the systematic patterns in that conversation. That, to pick all of that up in conversation requires deep listening. And a lot of truth tellers are deep listeners because you are listening for truth.
So, did you just say, this is what I heard? Truth tellers listen to understand.
Well, you have to do deep listening too. Yeah. You have to understand what you're listening to see if it's truthful or not.
So if you understand the subject, somebody ain't being truthful on the subject. Is it your duty to stand on truth? Because truth doesn't need any help, right?
Truth doesn't need truth any help. Truth is
truth. Right. It is what it is.
Nah. For some who typed in, I think I'm a truth teller, truth tellers prefer authenticity over harmony. The they prioritize genuine connection over social comfort. Here's the big one. If you say you're a truth teller, are you willing to risk a relationship for the sake of reality?
Y'all think about that question right there. I know we all want to answer yes, but really think about that. Because a relationship, that's a big part of our life. And if you're like in it, you know, in it to win it in a relationship, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. That's huge. But I think I would be the one that would stand on the side of truth. I get another relationship.
What does that mean? Hey, I gotta tell you this truth. I know it's gonna piss you off. I know it may be make our relationship rocky, but I gotta say this truth. That truth is more, and if you gotta, if we, this relationship gotta end over this truth, so be it. But it's the truth.
And the relationship wasn't that strong. I mean, I know that's a hard one too. I know that's big, but if we end it, we're gonna go through some rough patches. And it may be a while before we get out of that patch. Are you gonna tuck tail and, you know what, I'm out. Fuck it. I can't do it no more. I love you, but I can't do this no more. Or we gonna stick this shit out. Both of us gonna suffer. Both of us gonna stay up all night crying, wondering how the hell we gonna make it. Both of us gonna go through this shit.
Wait. There's a comment in the chat, and it says, well, not everyone is at that level. Well, comment to my response to that comment. One of the things Mental said was, hold, whoa, Kemosabe, pump your brakes on claiming you a truth teller. Before you say, go out there claiming, yeah, I'm a truth teller. Right? So to that, let's just say you're a baby truth teller. You're a truth teller in progress.
Truth teller in training.
Truth telling 101.
Chapter 1. Say it with your chest.
All right. If you are a truth teller, you all about transformation. A truth teller's intent is for growth and awareness, not being right or winning arguments. Awareness. We could put a word in front of awareness that starts with an F. Self-awareness. Truth tellers, not only do they apply the same standards of honesty to themselves, truth tellers continuously are examining their own motivations and blind spots. So a truth teller, just because they tell the truth, that don't mean they sitting up here thinking they perfect. So you think they telling the truth to you and lying to themselves? If you are a truth teller, mature truth tellers develop what one of the things that Mental mentioned. Discernment about when, how, and to whom they speak their observations to. Now, truth telling in the spiritual realm, many wisdom, many traditions and wisdom come out of truth telling as spiritual. They use truth telling as spiritual practices, whether framed as right speech in Buddhism, prophetic calling in Abrahamic traditions, or philosophical inquiry in Western thought, the act of speaking truth is seen as alignment with higher principles rather than mere social functions.
Which means, people, we got to go deep. We can't hang out on surface level.
Wait. What do you think about this? The act of speaking truth is seen as alignment with higher principles rather than mere social functions. So, does that mean for you to be a truth teller, one of the things you have to do is unplug from the matrix? What's societal function? What's mere societal function? If you subscribe into societal norms and patterns and all of that, how could you be a truth teller?
You would be a truth teller of whatever society tells you is truth. So you will be a blind truth teller. And it's not really truth. It's just truth painted. Bullshit painted up as truth.
Now, if on the spiritual world, if you look at a lot of the spiritual leaders and stuff like that, they lived a life, a lot of them lived a life alone. The spiritual dimensions help explain both the power and the isolation that often accompanies the truth teller's path. What does that mean? If you are a truth teller, if you want to take this walk of being a truth teller, be prepared, or mentally get in your mind, you're going to be isolated. You're going to be alone. A lot.
More than you will probably like.
Because a lot of times when truth tellers are, they're not simply just sharing opinions, they're channeling a deeper commitment to reality over comfort. A truth teller wants growth over stagnation. Authenticity over pretense. Perhaps the greatest challenge storytellers face is learning to accept that their own nature while navigating this matrix that often punishes honesty. People out here talking about, I like the truth, I want the truth, and all this stuff. But in all actuality, truth tellers actually get punished by society.
Just say. Just said that we actually live in the place that punishes honesty. Think about that, y'all. Some of us have partaken in that shit. Lashed out at a person because they was coming from a genuine place, told us some truth we just didn't want to hear. We didn't want to accept it, and we punished them for it. Trigger warning. Ladies, this is why some of your men don't talk to you.
You can send your emails to spiritual. His name is Mr. Reed. The very traits that make truth tellers a valuable commodity to the society. Remember, because I told you, think about it. I told you, how did I begin? Truth tellers are the immune system to society and relationships. What would happen to a person without an immune system? Oh, we see it. You got to go take your ass and live in a bubble. You got to live in one of them plastic bubbles if you ain't got no immune system, because your ass is going to get one of them diseases quick, fast, and a hurry. Soon as you walk out of the bubble. And people live in information bubbles now.
And if I might add, it's a very small bubble.
Hope you ain't make that bubble with Bubblicious.
Or did you use bubble wrap?
Hey, it's funny you say that, because in conversation, people want truth tellers to act like they wrap in bubble wrap. Right? So, the very value that truth tellers bring to society, which is clarity, intensity, unwillingness to participate in the collective self-deception. All of that, being that and walking that path, you know what that will make you? You know where you will end up? Being an outsider, an outcast, the black sheep.
Are you comfortable with that? I'm cool with being the black sheep.
Well, but some people are not, when human nature is to be in group settings.
Going back to what you said earlier about pretty much operating, having principles of a higher than a lower, that's showing. If I'm of higher principles, I can't be a truth teller to, you know, agree to societal norms that goes against, as in what you was just, you know, telling, that goes against that. So if you're a truth teller, you have to be okay with being the black sheep. Because as he was saying earlier, you're going to find yourself in isolation a lot.
Well, okay. Now, with that being said, if you don't want to find yourself in isolation, should that truth teller make themselves more palatable to others?
Yes, because we're talking to the individuals who want a... This is not a shot to anybody on a lower level, but to the people on a lower level. We have to meet our audience where they are. That's on the truth teller part. Okay. Now the audience part, they have to, you know, I'm going to come down this far. You got to come up too. I can't come all the way down.
Now, people think me and you agree on everything. Now, we're about to disagree. And the answer is no. No, don't make yourself palatable to others. What your job is to find those rare individuals who share the same commitment to truth and growth that you do. And mentally,
okay,
you didn't ask me to change. You don't ask me to change at all.
I don't.
Are you committed to truth and growth like me?
I am.
I didn't have to make myself palatable to you.
No.
I didn't have to change myself and twist myself into a pretzel just to make mental like me.
No.
And since I didn't have to do that to make you like me, should anybody do that?
No.
What? Okay, why you say that? Why you shouldn't know?
Because we shouldn't have to sugarcoat the truth.
Y'all ready to land this plane? All right. Being a truth teller comes with weight. The weight of clarity. Huh? Being clear comes with weight. The weight of clarity. Like you know that saying, you got a monkey on your back? Feel like he's carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders. Truth tellers carry a unique burden in human society. They see clearly in the world that often prefers shadows. They speak directly in cultures that value indirectness. They prioritize growth over comfort in relationships that often seek the opposite. Their path is not about being liked or even understood. It's about serving as a catalyst for the evolution of consciousness. The one difficult one difficult conversation, one uncomfortable mirror situation, one moment of clarity at a time. The hardest truth they must ultimately accept is their role in being a truth teller. Their role is essentially precisely because it is difficult. Not everybody can be a truth teller. These boots was made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. These boots is made for walking, and they just make walk all over you. Not everybody can walk in the truth teller boots. It's difficult. In a world drowning in information, I want y'all to check this out. In a world drowning in information, hey, we got the world's intelligence, the globe's intelligence, right at your fingertips in these phones. You got the World Library right in your hand. How are you using it? In a world drowning in information, but starving for wisdom, truth tellers serve as necessary disruptors of comfortable illusions and faithful guardians of what is real. Truth tellers act as tectonic plates for the cultures, not always comfortable. And you know, the tectonic plates, hey, they can cause earthquakes and shake up some shit. They can cause tsunamis and wash some shit to sea. You think telling the truth to somebody can make them feel like they just experienced a tsunami? They was in an earthquake? So being truth teller is not always comfortable. It's rarely convenient for the person that's hearing the truth. But it's absolutely necessary for preventing the kind of stagnation that leads to collapse. The greatest gift is not the specific truth they speak, but the unwavering commitment to the principle that reality, however challenging, is always preferred to over a beautiful lie. Would you rather uncomfortable reality or a beautiful lie?
Give me the uncomfortable reality.
Why do you want the uncomfortable reality?
Because I don't like lies. I don't tell them, and I don't want to be told them. Especially since I'm big on self-awareness and I reflect a lot, like a lot. I don't want you to lie in the moment of my reflecting. Don't lie to me, period. I may be uncomfortable with the truth, but that'll give me something to work on. to grow.
Would you like to add any personal reflection on being walking the path of a truth teller? How has this journey been for you?
I'm just now maybe 3 or 4 years, maybe 5 of being comfortable, I know what phrase to use now, truth telling. And up to that point, it was tough, man. Going to find out some ground shaking information that goes against the things that we've been taught, that goes against societal norm, coming back to the people that I genuinely care about. And hey, man, look, this is what's going on. This is how we're being affected. And for them to, you know, turn to me, laugh, call me crazy, you know, call me all types of names and pretty much dismissing what I just learned, you know, because it goes against their belief system. And that went on for a long time. And what shook me the most in it, like me and a cousin were damn near about to fight, to where I'm asking for his address to pull up so we can get dirty, you know, because I found some information that, you know, that was a lie. And not only there was a lie, the whole planet has sculpted their life around this lie, and they're taking the lies as literal sense versus the allegory that it's meant for. And truth telling, straightening out some of the lies has, you know, caused him to call me crazy, to call me a racist, to call me, you know, stupid, and, you know, then started taking personal shots, you know, about my living situations and, you know, my parenting skills and all of that. You know, that shit was tough. And that alone, you know, I thought many nights of during that, I mean, it's probably just be best if I just stop walking this journey. Because if this what the fuck is gonna be like, I don't want this. I don't like this at all. But the more I researched, the more I came across individuals like him, because like you said earlier, people aren't ready. And I had to, I went from the David Carradine, the walking teacher, the walking sharer of information to, all right, let me just sit still. I'ma be right here and spit my stuff. And those who have ears to listen, they'll find me. And how I met Paul, how I met a lot of people on this spiritual walk of mine. So it's uncomfortable, you know, being the black sheep, being the one that, you know, you walk in your path and you're doing the things that you're feeling like you're being called to do just for somebody to, you know, talk bad about you, talk down on you, or call your names and shit just because they don't understand or they're not ready for the information. So, like I said, I just got comfortable like up to 5 years ago in being a truth teller.
Would you advise someone to take this journey?
Yes, I would advise everyone. But the shit is going to seem like you have more bad days than good days, but I promise you it's worth it. If you're about growing and you're really serious on this growing tip, it's worth it, because that's the fire that's forging you.
That's the fire that what?
that's forging you. That's your gym.
So, I guess for me, being on this journey, one of the hardest things for me is to, and which now bring the astrology into this, which I can see now why my North Node is what it is. And the hardest part of me is not to take people's reactions personal, because their reaction to me is not their reaction to me or the truth to me per se. It's the truth forcing them out of a reality in which they don't want to come out of. And it has come out as defensiveness, denial, and stuff like that. And it's hard. It was hard for me to take that personal. But, you know, that is a lot of the work that area I've been trying to work with. You know, being a black sheep and all of that shit, being an outsider, that's old news to me. Like Dr. Dre song, been there, I done that. Right? So, but I'm saying that, and but also that was also some getting used to as well. You know, people who said they love you and got your back and all that stuff. Just because I don't believe this or don't believe that and this is my truth. Oh, wait, that's how you react? What happened to all that love? What happened to all that praise? What happened to... Right? Oh. Just because I told you something that you don't want to believe. Oh, now all that's out the door. Thrown out the window. That's how you doing things? So yeah, y'all. That's pretty much what I came here to speak about. You know, do y'all in the chat, do y'all have any thoughts on being a truth teller?
I gotta get out of here, y'all. My phone about to die. I can't find my charger. It was fine. And stand in y'all truth and put on them truth telling boots. It's gonna be uncomfortable, but if you want to be a truth teller, you're gonna have to man up and woman up and walk in that energy. Till next time, y'all stars so shine like one.
All right, dog. I want to thank y'all for rocking with me. Y'all know how I end this. Make sure you come to the website, sign up, subscribe so you can get the new blogs. I appreciate if you leave a comment. What are your thoughts on being a truth teller? Stuff like that. Make sure you come to the website, book a reading. I'd love to have a conversation with you. No, I end this. No, that's out balance your energy.